The Little Gentleman by Philippa Pierce. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Little Gentleman by Philippa Pierce. Chapter 1. The Log and the Stump. Outside the cottage, lengthways against the wall, lay the ancient ladder with its telltale broken rung. The accident had been some days ago. Inside the house, on his bed, lay Mr. Franklin, with his leg now in plaster, waiting. He was listening for Mrs. Allam to go. The creak of the front door opening. Pause as she got herself out and clicked the door shut behind her. Then the thump of footsteps to the front gate. He was so impatient that he was already levering himself up to reach his crutches, seriously disturbing his late aunt's white cat, who had been asleep beside him. He hopped to the window and cautiously slid his head round the side to peer out. His stealthy glance was at once met and held by the gaze of Mrs. Allam's pale, silent, silent-footed granddaughter. He had quite forgotten about this child, whose name he did not even know. He only knew that she turned up regularly with her grandmother for the house cleaning. He could not guess whether her stare now was hostile or inquisitive or just casual. The child...